This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted to be with you today. You know we do love spending this time with you Monday through Friday right here on EWTN Radio, bringing you such marvelous programming that helps us to live that abundant life in Jesus Christ and to share that abundant life with others. We are ready for you. We certainly are. We've got our phone lines open. I'm eager to hear from you. We've got social media all set up. All you have to do is access it. And the way to give us a call here, toll-free for you, if you're in North America, is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. A marvelous way to call us. And be sure to say howdy hey to Matt Gabinski when you call in, because he just loves that when you do. He is a marvelous call screener. Everything is just good here at EWTN, and we hope it's good with you too. Also available for you out there in social media land, Jeff Burson, who is our producer and social media manager, will dash on out there, retrieve your question or comment, and get it up on the board. Where do you go? EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. Use the chat feature, and we will be able to address your concerns. Also want to let you know that if you're outside of North America, we've got a number for you too. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. Again, that's country code 1-205-271-2985. Toll-free number for you again here in North America, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Well, those of you that are out there in YouTube land and in Facebook land, you already see that we have a guest in studio today, and I am so excited about it. We have Father John Paul Mary Zeller with us today. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things, and I'll tell you, Father, it is such a joy and privilege to have you with us, and golly gee, you brought just abundant blessings.
I brought friends.
Yes, you did.
The saints.
Yes, I brought friends. Tell everybody who's with us. This is amazing.
Well, today is the feast day on the calendar for us Franciscans of the Seraphic All Saints calendar. So, as you know, most religious communities have a lot of saints. You know, the Carmelite saints, there's a lot of Jesuit saints, there's a lot of Dominican saints. And November is the month of not only All Saints, but All Souls. Mm-hmm. So every religious family has their own particular feast day. Today is the feast day of All Seraphic Franciscans. So there's a Gloria today. So it's a lot of festive occasion for today, for us here at EWTN. And I thought I would bring just two saints. I had eight saints on the next to the altar at Mass today. And it was quite a spectacle today, the cloud of witnesses today at Mass. But today I brought a relic that was given to Michael Warsaw, our CEO and chairman of the board of EWTN, of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And this is a very rare relic to have, because, as you know, he was incinerated in Auschwitz.
That's right.
Now, his body, there's no pieces of his body. Now, a lot of people say, well, how do you have a relic of him? Well, when he came back from Poland, a lot of people remember that he had a very long beard.
Mm-hmm.
And he grew that beard because the beard was a sign of wisdom and a sign of respect. So people would approach him as a holy man of God. And that's why he grew the long beard. And when he came back to Poland, the Nazis had already started to occupy, and they made all of the men shave their beards.
Mm.
Now, the friar barber at the time shaved his beard off, and Father Maximilian caught him stuffing the beard clippings into a bag. And Father Maximilian right away said, "Brother, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm keeping this. You're a holy man. I want to preserve this." And Father Maximilian said, "No, brother, throw that into the furnace right now."
Hmm. Oh,
and there was
goodness.
A furnace right behind the barber chair.
Wow.
Well, the brother, being obedient, threw the friar's beard hair into the furnace, and it wasn't lit. So later
he was obedient.
So later in the day, he went back. and he got the beard clippings out, and they remained in a jar for years, preserved. And so in Neopokalana, which is a city of the Immaculate, the bishop, when he came here, and now EWTN is now in Poland, EWTN Polska.
Yes.
There was a bishop who came who presented Michael Warsaw with this relic of St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe. And as we know, he's a patron saint of those with addictions.
Yes.
Not because he was an addict, but because he was injected with carbolic acid.
Mm-hmm.
As well, and I won't tell the story, also have St. Padre Pio with us, and everybody knows his story. I won't go through his whole life story, but I thought I would bring these saints, especially because we're going to be talking a little bit about healing, about the season of Advent, and about the retreat that Jeanette and I are going to be doing in Malvern, mm-hmm. Near Philadelphia.
That's right. Yes, we're going to be in Malvern, Pennsylvania, December the 17th through the 19th, and I'm very excited about this. It is going to be an Advent retreat. You'll know that that is the last week of Advent coming up right afterwards. So we'll be celebrating Mass, which will be the fourth Sunday of Advent, and then Christmas, of course, will be soon. So what we think is a great idea is the opportunity to step away from the hustle and the bustle of the season and really reorient ourselves back to what is most important, and that is the preparation that we should be about for the coming of the Christ child. And yesterday was the first Sunday of Advent, you know, and so we are in the Advent season now, and it's wise for us to look at this as being this gift that's given to us by Holy Mother Church to make room in our hearts for the Savior. So I have some readings here. We're going to be talking about that. And of course, the phone lines are open for anything that you would like to discuss as well. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Toll free for you right there in North America. Also available for you outside of North America is this number, country code 1-205-271-2985. And we're available for you out there in YouTube land and Facebook land, and we encourage you to use the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. If you were out there, you saw Father holding up. We'll hold the relic up into the camera again there, Father, so everybody can see it. It's an amazing reliquary, and when I walked into the studio and Father, I said, Father, that's an amazing reliquary. And he told me whose relic it was. I just about fainted because I just love St. Maximilian Kolbe so much. And he is also a patron of those who are involved in communications,
you know,
because he started that newspaper that exists today, right?
It still does, the Immaculata.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like to think that if he was not killed in Auschwitz, he probably would have been the first on television.
Might have been.
There was a move for him to get involved in radio during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Television was starting.
Mm-hmm.
Fulton Sheen was obviously the big pioneer in television, also Father Peyton as well.
That's right.
But St. Maximilian Kolbe is a patron saint for those of us who are in communications of the gospel. So for us to have his relic at EWTN says a lot.
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, I have goosebumps all over. I just do. And of course, he loved our Blessed Mother, and his sketches and all that he's written about her just have formed me in so many ways. Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Or EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page available for you to use the chat feature. We'll get it up on the board. Coming right back after the break. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
We're so happy you are with us today, and we certainly do want you to use those numbers. They're toll-free for you right here in North America, 833-288-EWTN. Also, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you. If you're outside of North America, here's your number. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. You like to call in late in the show and then, it's over and we're stuck. We are so pleased because we have Father John Paul Mary Zeller with us today, and we're talking about Advent. We're talking about the beautiful saints that he's brought with him here into the studio. We have a first-class relic of Maximilian Kolbe. Yes, you heard correctly, first class. It's a piece of his beard. Father shared the story with us as we opened up our program, and then we all also have Padre Pio with us today. And this is in anticipation of a retreat that Father and I are going to be doing at Malvern, December the 17th through the 19th. We're hoping you'll come. We certainly are.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. And you know, Father, we make it easy for them to sign up. So all you have to do, friends, is get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. You'll see it listed in the events. Click on that. It'll take you to a landing page, and you can register right online there. So please do register. We'd like to pack the house. It's important for us to prepare for the coming of the Christ child. And Holy Mother Church is so good, isn't she, that she gives us this season to do so.
I think we're coming out of a time, especially within the pandemic, where people they need God.
Mm-hmm.
We need God.
Mm-hmm.
So many people suffer from many different things, loneliness, isolation. And I think during the pandemic, that certainly didn't help any with feeding those things. A lot of people that we have gotten letters from, calls from, at EWTN, people suffering from depression, anxiety, not knowing what to do, fearing the future for themselves, for their family, for their friends. We just want to provide an environment of healing and hope.
That's right. And that's what this retreat is all about. It's called Advent, a time for healing, hope, and new life. And that's what we're about as we come together there, Father. And, you know, I was reading in Divine Intimacy today, and this is from yesterday's reading. And I haven't gotten to today's reading because I just stopped there. And I didn't get a chance to really pray through this yesterday. But just some beautiful words that I think encourage us. Let me just read this. This is a lovely word that really comes from St. Paul, who exhorts us, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now is the time to arouse ourselves to a new life, to strip ourselves generously of all our meanness and weakness, and to put on Jesus Christ, that is his holiness." And then these words, and I love these. I just thought, you know, I think that we should really herald these words during the whole season of Advent, but also for this retreat. "Come, Lord, come." Maranatha, Lord Jesus,
yes.
Right? "Come, Lord, come. I am ready to welcome your work with a docile, humble heart, ready to let myself be healed, purified and strengthened by you." And that's what we hope to do on this retreat, to open that opportunity.
I think this morning we're doing a little bit of Lectio Divina. That's
mm-hmm.
what we just did, reading of the scriptures and prayerfully meditating upon what has been conveyed to us. And just one thing, I think everybody out there, maybe something hit you specifically, "Come, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus." What hit me specifically is "put on."
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Put on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about that, obviously we put on our clothes every day. I put on my religious habit
mm-hmm.
every day as a reminder of my consecration to God, and also through my dedication and consecration to Jesus through Mary,
mm-hmm.
according to the spirit of St. Louis Marie Grignon de Montfort. And when we put on Christ, to think about putting on Christ, that was what the readings were geared toward yesterday, is that God gives us the spirit of righteousness. And it's his righteousness that we want to put on. You know, by ourselves, we are not righteous. But with God, and really with the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God gives us, faith, hope, and charity, along with sanctifying grace, all these gifts, and prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance, all
mm-hmm.
the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. All these gifts that God gives us, this is God giving us his righteousness. So we want to clothe ourselves in him. We want to look like him. And it's going to look different for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ was a historical person. He did exist 2,000 years ago. He was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He lived a life in, like us, in all things but sin. He healed people. He talked to people. He touched people. I'm just thinking about the way, I just love to think of the passages in the gospel when he touches the mute person, and he lifts demons. He commands demons to be cast out. He says, "Epitha, be opened," mm-hmm. and someone's mouth, a mute person's, their mouth is open, and they're able to praise God. He heals the blind man, and just imagine that Jesus, who is God from God, light from light, saying to the blind man, "Be healed. Your faith has saved you." The first person that blind man saw was Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that in our life too, we need to come to the Lord with that type of trust and faith, expectant faith, that He will give us all of these gifts that He desires to give us, His righteousness and His holiness, His justification.
Yeah. You know, and when you use those words, put on, you know, it reminds me of the fact that all of these gifts that God wants us to receive, this clothing in His righteousness, is there for us. Mm. But we've got to accept that, and we have to participate in
yes.
that, right? It's the cooperation with grace, right? So we put on. He gives. Our response is to put on.
And we could say no, just like our cell phone, when we get a call, mm-hmm. it says accept or decline.
Mm-hmm.
I always love that picture of the Lord knocking at the door.
Yes.
And the door, there's a lot of dirt, there's a lot of weeds outside, mm-hmm. and Jesus is standing in the midst of all of that. But He's knocking at the door very gently. You know, He's knocking at the door. And that door represents, you know, our free will, you know, our house, sometimes mm-hmm. our big castles that we build around ourselves.
Yes.
And the Lord comes gently in. He knocks. He doesn't come barreling in. He invites us.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that, I love that painting, there's no doorknob on the outside. The doorknob is from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to open from the inside to let Him in. And do not be afraid. Don't be afraid to let the Lord into your life and to ask Him. He is knocking at the door. He's the Savior of all mankind. There is no person who will go to heaven, God willing, without Jesus.
That's right.
He's the Savior of everybody, Christians, even Muslims that don't believe in Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're watching and you're not Christian, or you're a Buddhist or some other faith, it's Jesus Christ who is knocking. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ who has come to save you, and he wants to heal you and wants to touch you.
Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful to think about and to contemplate. And as we look forward to this upcoming retreat, and again, friends, it's December 17th through the 19th. You can register right out there at womenofgrace.com, or you can go to Malvern's retreat site as well and register there. You know, I think, you know, Father, to put on also means to take off. Mm. So when you talk about putting on your habit every day, which is it's a visible, tangible reminder of your vows, of your consecration, of your love for our Blessed Lady, doing everything for Jesus through Mary, right? But it also is a testimony to who you are. It stands as a symbol and a sign in the world. But in order for you to put that on, you know, you've got to get yourself ready to put it on, take off your pajamas and get dressed, right? And so sometimes we have to divest ourselves of those things which have prevented us from putting on the righteousness of the Lord. You know, giving up that meanness like it talks mm-hmm. about a little earlier on in this particular meditation, where it says, you know, that we have to get rid of to strip ourselves generously. I love that. Not just, you know, but generously, with an attitude of heart, of generosity, of our meanness and weakness, and to put on Jesus Christ, that is His holiness.
Well, holiness and sin cannot coexist.
Right.
In the same, you know, in the same vein, in the same vessel. One has to go. And hopefully it's sin. Holiness wants to stay. Holiness wants to reside. The Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, through sanctifying grace, our participation in God's own life, that's God's dwelling within us. God wants to make a home within us, a residence within us. Mm-hmm. In order for that to happen, we do need to let go of sin. And that's a lifelong struggle.
Yes, it is.
That's just not, I wish it just happened overnight. You know, that's why we have the sacraments. That's why we have the sacrament of the Eucharist that we can receive every day if we want, mm-hmm. every Sunday. That's why we have the sacrament of penance when we have failed. Grievously, obviously, we need to confess all mortal sins, mm-hmm. All sins that are mortal or deadly sins. There mm-hmm. is a difference between mortal and venial sin. St. John talks about that in his letters, that there are sins that are deadly, that inflict a mortal wound on our soul, that separate us from God. But there are sins that are not, I don't want to say less deadly, but they're sins. Sins mm-hmm. are sins. St. Aloysius Gonzaga even would say, I don't want to commit the least sin. I don't want to even commit venial sin. I wish I had that type of spirit some days, that I just abhor sin so much that I just don't want to commit it. And I need confession just as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, and priests go to confession, hopefully just as much as anybody else.
Yeah. Well, we all do. And what a great grace we have in it and through it. I want to get to Gil. Gil is out there. Mm-hmm. We're inviting you to give us a call, too, friends, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Pick up the phone. Father John Paul Mary Zeller is with us today. We're talking about Advent. We're talking about this upcoming retreat. We're talking about divesting ourselves from sin so we can put on the righteousness of God. Amen and hallelujah. And we certainly do invite you to go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page and use the chat feature, too, if you want to do that rather than calling. But 833-288-EWTN is the number to use. Hey, Gil in New York. How are you, my friend?
Doing very well, thank you. I always take a day off, a month off, to call, you know, on your program, you know, from my program that I go to in the Bronx. But hi, Father John. Happy Sheep Day to you and the Lord.
Thank
Happy
you.
Sheep Day.
Amen. That's
Sheep
in the Bible.
Sheep Day. I am a sheep.
That's
yeah,
right.
Jesus is a shepherd. Yeah.
Yes. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd yes. gives his life for the sheep.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about Advent in light of Matthew 1:21. I believe it says, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And then John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. In light of that, and also please pray for me, because I have a Muslim in my program, friend of mine, that checks up on me from time to time to see how I'm doing. And she's a client there, and I'm very happy. She asked me if I can get her the Bible. I was surprised, because I was telling her, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? And she actually told me yes. And so her name is Nilupa, so please pray that I will be used of God to make a difference in her life, not only for time, but also for eternity, because mm-hmm. only what's done for Christ will last. You know, every other ground is sinking sand. So I just ask you to pray for me also on that, too.
We'll do that. We'll do that, Gil. So, Father, how do you respond to Gil's question about Matthew 1:21 and John 3:16?
Well, first of all, only through the Holy Spirit do we confess that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is the Son of God. So praise God that the Holy Spirit is at work.
Yes, amen.
The Holy Spirit is at work, that we can profess Jesus as Lord. Now, I should have wrote those two passages down because my mind sometimes
goes
blank.
Well, Matthew 1:21 is, she will give birth to a son, and he will be the Savior of the world. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Well, John 3:16 is our banner. I mean, so many people, we see that on highways and in stadiums, people hold that sign up, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And just in the realm of theology, I'm just thinking about the Father giving over his son, that the eternal word, Jesus is the eternal word made flesh, and that the Father gives over his only begotten Son in all things, and he gives himself completely back over to the Father in order to reconcile all of mankind. And Jesus is the bridge, if you will, because of sin, there was an infinite gap, an infinite chasm between God and man. And Jesus is the one, because he becomes God and man, he's the one who bridges the gap. He's the one who reconciles us to the Father. And Fulton Sheen used to say that religion is not a matter of abstractions, that we do not worship of God of abstractions. So when we think of the Blessed Virgin Mary giving birth to the Son of God, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the one who gave flesh and blood and bone to our God. By her yes, by her cooperation, she's the one who gave our God hands. She's the one who gave our God eyes. She's the one who gave our God a back to be scourged. She's the one who gave our God a shoulder to carry the cross. So without her, she gives flesh and blood and bone to our God to make him a lovable, huggable, kissable, tangible, edible, caressable, eatable God in our midst.
Wow. Well, Gil, it certainly is good to hear your voice. I have to say, you sound very chipper, and that makes me so glad, because you've sounded so sad the last few times I've listened to you and heard from you. And as Father says, this God of ours wants to be consumed by us. So one of these days, Gil, one of these days. We're going to be right back, friends, inviting you to call us 833-288-EWTN.
Five, four, three.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so happy you are with us today. Here we are in the aftermath of Thanksgiving, but beginning this beautiful season of Advent, which is a beautiful season. It's a time where we prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that preparation, is all about the preparation of the heart. We do the exterior things for the celebration of Christmas Day and the anticipation of its coming. It is a time of anticipation. But the big work is the preparation of our heart, and that's where we want to remain focused. And to that end, Father John Paul Mary Zeller is with us today, and we're talking about the retreat we'll be giving at Malvern Retreat House the weekend of December the 17th through the 19th. It is the weekend before Christmas, the perfect opportunity to really set our sights on the one who is our Lord and Savior, and to be seriously involved in making that preparation for his coming into the manger of our heart, where we want to welcome him. So we're talking about all kinds of things today related to that. We're inviting you to give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Don't delay, call right away. Also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We're sitting here with two relics of very special saints. If you're just joining us, you will be pleased to know that we have a first-class relic of St. Maximilian Kolbe with us. And you say, how does that happen? We have a piece of his beard that was saved by another friar when he cut off Maximilian Kolbe's beard after he returned from Poland, was it? Did you tell us?
No, from Japan.
From Japan.
He had a very long beard. Some people might have pictures of him with a very long beard. And the Nazis have already started to occupy Poland. So at that time, the Nazis were making all the men shave their beards, even the friars. So the friar barber shaved his beard off and saved it. Yeah, because he was incinerated in Auschwitz.
Right.
So that's why we don't have any other parts of him.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very rare relic, and it was given to Michael Warsaw. And we also have a relic of St. Padre Pio.
This was given to me, yeah. So I went to San Giovanni Rotondo after the canonization of Pope St. John Paul II, and we stayed with the friars, and they gave us, actually, I asked for a relic of St. Padre Pio when I was at lunch one day. I was feeling the need just to ask. I mean, you might as well just ask.
That's right. Make use of every opportunity,
no?
St. Paul says.
I mean, they could say no, and that would have been okay. But the next day, I had two in my. So one of them went to our community. It's in a bigger reliquary. And the other one is this one. And it's a piece of his a cloth that would have bandaged his stigmata. And actually, you can see a drop of blood on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a first-class relic of blood. And this is our connection to the saints, those who have gone before us and are enjoying the beatific vision.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the basic theology of relics, is that wherever the remains are of a saint, whether it might be hair or a piece of their bone or in blood in this case, and that's first class, we know that that saint is in heaven before God, and they know where their remains are on earth at any given time. So right now, when we have these saints here in front of us, they are interceding for us, even for the show. And we're in a sense, we're before the great cloud of witnesses.
Mm-hmm. And they're interceding for each one of you. And this is the beautiful mm-hmm. gift that we have in our saints. And, you know, when we have a relic of a saint, it's a reminder of that intercession that's always going on. And I think sometimes the saints pick us. That's probably why you have that push in your heart, right?
For sure.
For St. Padre Pio.
Always.
And I do want to mention, Father, that you're going to bring these relics to Malvern. So we'll have that opportunity. And what a great grace that's going to be. Donna out there in YouTube land had a question, and she wants to know, how is it that we acquire a relic? And this used to be an easier matter than
sure.
it is today.
Sure. It used to be an easier matter. I think... first of all, I would say a lot of relics have been passed down through mm-hmm. families, acquiring them through religious communities and just passing down as really a family heirloom,
mm-hmm.
As a gift passing down through families. That's how the friars have gotten a lot of relics and the sisters have gotten a lot of relics is through people entrusting them to us.
Mm-hmm.
Just during the pandemic, I think I received a number of relics from people because I always use them on TV. So they got in touch with me and they said, Father, I have these relics and I would like to entrust them to you. And I said, of course, I'll take them. So I won't say how many, but I got a number of relics over the pandemic from people who entrusted them to me that way. But now, because there's been a lot of abuse, I think,
mm-hmm.
With relics and selling them and, you know, on the internet and all these different things, it's very, I don't want to say difficult, but the church wants to safeguard these.
Yes.
These are, when I say these are my relics, these are not my relics per se. This is the treasure of the church. The saints are the treasure of the church. So these are the churches.
Mm-hmm.
These are not really mine. So the church entrusts these to an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so nowadays you have to go through a long process of petitioning your bishop. And usually it's a priest or a religious community that has to have a place to keep them safe,
mm-hmm.
to keep them locked up. And they really want to know that it's going to be venerated. They want to know that you're going to have the saint out on a particular day. Let's mm-hmm. just say if it's I actually have a petition out, and I'm going to, God willing, pick it up maybe next year, of St. Faustina.
Oh, how beautiful.
So our bishop wrote a letter to the mm-hmm. sisters, and I'll go pick that up probably next year of St. Faustina. So I'll have
that. Does that mean you'll be going to Poland next year?
I think so, God willing.
Let me read between those lines.
God,
oh, boy, Father.
Well, here, that's the thing, because they can't mail it.
Yes.
They wouldn't mail the relic. I would go and pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would go pick the relic up and actually carry it in hand mm-hmm. back home, you know, safeguarded.
It's beautiful. Well, we have Amy with us. Amy is in Arkansas, and she is with us via the EWTN app. Hi, Amy. How are you?
God, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What's going on with Amy?
Well, I had a bad asthma attack this morning, and I was just calling to tell you happy belated Thanksgiving and happy early Christmas.
Oh, well, thank you, Amy. Thank you. I'm sorry about your asthma attack. Maybe we can say a little prayer for you. How's that?
I'd appreciate that.
Oh, that'd be good. Father, do you want
to
lead us?
It has to do with bronchitis that I've had the past couple of winters.
Okay, well, here we go. We're going to pray.
You know, Mother Angelica suffered greatly from asthma and breathing problems. And she actually would have coughing fits, and at one point she actually broke her back.
Oh, my goodness.
How many people know that, that she would cough and she actually broke her back at one point? So here is somebody, I think that's why so many people like yourselves are attracted to Mother Angelica. Because she wasn't afraid to show her weaknesses, that she suffered from pain, and even from a little bit of anger sometimes, frustration with life. And so we ask these saints, St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Padre Pio, to intercede for you and to help you and to breathe within you. We ask the Holy Spirit to breathe within you His breath of life. He is the breath of life that gives breath and life and meaning to us. We ask this through the intercession of St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Padre Pio, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And you'll be in our prayers.
Thanks, Amy. We appreciate your call.
Please wish the rest of your family in Florida a happy Thanksgiving and early Christmas from me.
Well, thank you, Amy, and God bless you, too. And may God bless you in all things.
You, too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join Father John Paul, Mary Zeller, and myself this morning. Eager to hear from you right here on EWTN Radio, brought to you by so many great affiliates. And let me just say this about that. You know, don't forget your affiliates, right? As we come to the end of the year, many people are saying, okay, well, you know, it's time for me to give. Who do I give to? Well, if you're listening to Catholic Radio right now, we want for you to remember your affiliate and, of course, remember EWTN as well. Christina is out there on YouTube, Father, and she says, I am recently engaged. My fiancé was in a serious relationship for years before we met, and they were engaged. At the time, he was not taking his faith seriously, and it was not a chaste relationship. It makes me feel like they were married in a way. I find this to be a huge source of pain for me. I am 29 now and have been practicing my faith since I was 19. I made decisions with my future spouse in mind. I feel very hurt and a lot of pain when I think about his past. I sometimes even get angry with him over it. He has been taking his faith very seriously for the past year. I am so happy about that. But how do I heal from this? I don't want to bring this pain into our marriage. So what do we say?
First of all, I thank God that you found somebody. Mm-hmm. Thank God. It's so hard to find a spouse who is Catholic, who is somebody who is willing to live the faith with you and to really invest himself in God and in you.
Mm-hmm.
We all bring to our vocations weaknesses. We all bring baggage, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to say that when I arrived at Annunciation Friary on October the 1st, 2004, I showed up with some suitcases, two bags, and a lot of other baggage in my life. You know, some of the stuff in my own life, my parents are divorced. So I've had to, in my own life, heal and come to terms with that and how my parents' divorce affected my own life and even how I pray, even how I relate with others, just stuff that, and even now I'm still 45 years old and still some stuff comes up to the surface. And you would think, oh, it happened 21 years ago. You should be over it. You were 24. No, that was a serious trauma that happened in my life when I was 24. And like yourself, you know, you meeting this man, and he brings with him baggage. And I think that within the context of marriage preparation, and also within the context of the rest of your life, you know, when you move in, you know, Jeanette, you you move in your knickknacks and your TV and your sofas and all this other stuff that you have together into one home. But really, you spend the rest of your life unpacking kind of your life, you know? And I think you need to be open and honest in your relationship with one another and not kind of hide anything during marriage preparation. I'm sure you're not going to cover everything, but I think the rest of your life, you're going to be helping one another get to heaven. And I would, you know, I wouldn't be angry with him over the past, over things that he's done in the past. He's been reconciled to God. I'm sure he wants to live a life of holiness. And I'm sure he's very sorry for things that he's done in his past. So ask for a special grace to forgive, to forgive him. Because I'm sure he probably wanted to be in a solid relationship in the past. But thank God that he found you. I mean, God has obviously brought you together. And I think, yeah, forgiveness. Forgiveness is just key in everything when it comes down to it. When it comes down to any relationship, forgiveness.
Yeah, I think that that's very important. And it's good that you're aware of how it is that you feel about this, because now you have a choice to make. Are you willing to forgive, or are you going to live in this state of holding him accountable for really actions that didn't involve you? It's not as if he was cheating on you in some way, you understand. He was, in the sense of you potentially being his future spouse, but it wasn't an intentional action against you, you know, once you two met. So it is very hard, but, you know, we've got to try to find that peace. And if you can't find that peace, I would really suggest that you work with a counselor or a spiritual director before you get married. Because if you carry this into the marriage, it's not going to be a healthy thing. It's not going to be good. It's always going to be lurking under the surface. And it oftentimes, I have found in my own life, Father, that sometimes when I get angry or upset about things, it's not really that which I'm upset about. It's about these other things that are going on in there that have got to be resolved.
And it's something
misplaced
deeper.
Anger.
Yeah. It's something deeper. Mm-hmm. And you know, counseling is a good option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people do go to therapy for a time and just to work through things.
That's right.
You know, they have people at your parish. Maybe your parish priest might be somebody to talk to. I would, if you don't pray the rosary, I would recommend praying the rosary.
Yes.
You know, for your future spouse. I didn't know. Are you engaged? I didn't know if you were engaged.
She says
or not.
Yes, she is engaged. They're recently engaged.
I think that to pray specifically for your future spouse, to pray for the gift of chastity. And you know, just, yeah, you can do so much right now, even before your marriage, as you're preparing for marriage, you know, to live a chaste life, before your marriage, that chastity is possible. It is possible.
Right. And she and Christina has been practicing her faith since she was 19.
Yes.
And she made decisions in the past based on the fact that at some point in time she wanted to offer her virginity. This is what I'm reading from. This is what I'm understanding from what she's writing. So she feels as though she's safeguarded herself and saved herself, and
but
yet
she has,
this, but he hasn't.
But he hasn't.
Right, and you know, and that is something that you've got to contend with. I would also ask yourself. I mean, could this be related? Could this situation be calling something else up that needs to be healed? I mean, were you betrayed in the past by somebody? You know, a parent, for example, or something, because sometimes these things are interconnected. And we'll be talking about a lot of this at the retreat coming up December the 17th through the 19th at Malvern, as we talk about, you know, healing and about hope and about new life, because our Lord doesn't want for us to be anchored, you know, to these things that have caused us so much pain and sorrow in the past. He wants to come in and save us from that. He is the Redeemer, and he wants to save us from that, Father.
He's the Redeemer of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would just say, sorry. I'm sorry that you feel betrayed in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that your fiance would feel the same way and probably does feel the same way. I don't know if you've had these type of heart-to-heart conversations with him. But I'm sure that he in a way does want to. St. Augustine talks about the reality of once if somebody has lost their virginity or lost their state of innocence, that it's possible to regain in a spiritual way grace,
yes,
sanctifying grace, to be reconciled to God. So I think that's something to pray for.
That's right.
To pray for a renewal of innocence within your fiancé.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking about so many of the great saints. We have relics here with us today. And I'm thinking about, you know, the lives of so many of the great saints where they started off in a very tawdry state and ended up being some of the greatest saints. I'm thinking of St. Margaret of Cortona, for example, and St. Francis of Assisi. You know, I don't know about that aspect of his life with regard to some things, but I certainly know that he was, he enjoyed partying. Let's put it that way. He was a party animal, as we would say.
Yeah, he was well known.
He was well known. So, you know, so would we look at those saints today and hold them accountable for their past? If God doesn't, why would we? That's the other thing. If God forgives us, right, and forgives those that we love of their sins that they've committed, why would we hold that against them? God's forgiven them. And maybe that's what you need to think about a little bit, Christina. Is that we still have a couple of minutes left, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. But, you know, healing is a process, Father. And we will talk about some of that at this retreat, too. And why do you think that Advent is the appropriate time to look at this interior need to be released from these sufferings of the past?
Do we have another hour to go? You can go on the retreat and we'll unpack it.
True.
Advent is the season of hope. Mm-hmm. When I think about Advent, Advent's a little different than Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Lent's a little bit longer. Lent's a penitential season, but also Advent's a penitential season too.
It is.
So Advent is focused on the expectation of the coming of the Messiah. So throughout the readings, there's an emphasis on the prophecies of Jeremiah and the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Ezekiel. And I think whenever I listen to the prophets being read, that gives me so much hope. Seeing how prophecy and fulfillment, prophecy and fulfillment. What does that say? That we have a Father that keeps His promises.
Amen.
God keeps His promises. We, on the other hand, we're broken. We break our promises sometimes. We break the vows, the commitments of our baptism. But we have a God who wants to reconcile us, to heal us, and to give us hope. And this is the power of the sacraments. I always like to put out an invitation, a call. We're coming to the end of the show. And just if anybody hasn't gone to confession, maybe it's been a while. Maybe it's been since the beginning of the pandemic, since before the pandemic, and you haven't gone out. I think it's a little bit safer now to go out to confession. Priest, I think in most places, have made it very safe for people to go to confession. I think if you can't get out of your house, if you're homebound, I think a priest would be more than willing, if you call the parish, to come to you and confer the sacrament of confession upon you, bring you Holy Communion to give you the anointing of the sick. But I think you should go to confession, and maybe it's been a long time, maybe longer. There was one lady who I helped. It had been 70 years.
Wow.
She lived in New York.
My gracious me.
And I had
years.
A friend in New York help her to be reconciled to God. And that was one of the highlights of my pandemic, was hearing her being reconciled to God and how happy she was and how grateful she is to EWTN.
What a great grace, Father. What a great grace. And this has been a great grace to have you with us today and to bring these beautiful saints. And friends, we want to remind you about this upcoming retreat, December 17th through the 19th. Get out there to womenofgrace.com. Sign up. Join us. It'll be perfect. You will love it. Tomorrow, a special guest. God bless you. Bye-bye now.